who's devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes.
What? You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life.
CIQC.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another holiday. It's those crazy kids at Travel World. Yep, they're back, playing all kinds of weird stuff. I think they don't like me making me eat cinder blocks. I'm telling you, Janice Kirshner here. We're here until 1 o'clock. The fun continues. It never stops. And here's Stephen Pickford to tell you about it.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Janice. And a fun day here on Travel World on AM 600, joined by two of our senior panelists today. As always, Willem Backus is with us in studio, a Montreal travel writer. And a special treat today for all the listeners, a man who has spanned many decades in the Canadian media, Canada's centennial anchorman himself. It's a pleasure to welcome in studio...
Maestro, music please. Phillips himself.
Let's this show, hear this show sounds like Disneyland. I mean, it sounded so professional last time I was here a few months ago. All this music and all this other clutter. What's going on?
It's the media consultants take over and redesign how we're the new sound of Travel World, making it very American sounding.
CIQC's gone back to the 50s, I think.
That's it.
Montreal's heritage station. Yes, we are.
And we look good. We haven't aged a bit.
And talking about...
I thought Vic was referring to the equipment.
not the people who are in studio with us. Over the past couple of weeks, we've had a contest with the Saturnus True Data Services. And actually, this week, we have two winners, people with story ideas for future editions of Travel World. And the first winner, who selected to receive the Saturnus 25th anniversary black and yellow baseball cap, is Bob Schwinard of Beaconsfield. He suggested that he would like to hear some information on Ireland. So in 2 weeks' time, Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, as well as Montreal's own media legend, Liam Daly, 25 years as host of the Montreal Irish Show on CF Cable and Videotron. Both of them went to Ireland in this past June. I don't think they went together, but they have many stories to recount, and they will be on the 23rd of August. And the other suggestion came in from Cynthia Chan from Adorable Junior Garments in Ville-Saint-Laurent. She wins the box of 25 diskettes from Saturnus. She writes, I listen to your show regularly, and I'd like to hear more about Hong Kong for tourists after the takeover. Good luck with your show. I enjoy it very much. So, Cynthia Chan out in Saint-Laurent, you win the box of 25 diskettes from Saturnus. So if you have any story ideas and people you'd like to hear from the media talk on future editions, you can write us at Travel World, Post Office Box 653, Stock Exchange Tower, Montreal, Quebec, H4Z1J9. Our fax number is 626-3138, and our email address, travelworld, all one word, lowercase letters, at reporters.net. Also, in continuing with some of the festivals and events for drive vacations that we were talking about last week, we try to give you a couple of picks for future weekend excursions. In New Hampshire, we'll be talking about New Hampshire next week with Amanda Ober, but you might want to mark on your calendar September 6th and 7th, the Hampton Beach Seafood Festival, one of the largest events to take place on an annual basis in the state. 48 restaurants, continuous entertainment, and fireworks. That's September 6th and 7th as the event of that month in the Granite State. And also, because we have Vic Phillips here, and he's a big oyster man, the Norwalk Oyster Festival, September 5th and 7th in East Norwalk, Connecticut. It's a waterfront festival celebrating Long Island Sound's seafaring past. National, regional, local entertainment on three stages, tall ships, harbor cruises, and of particular interest to Vic, the oyster shucking and slurping contest. See how many oysters you can down in a space of just a few minutes. So I know you've got your entry already into that contest.
And it's always nice to know that we're going to talk about the Hampton Beach also in New Hampshire, but we're actually headed down also to another wonderful place we enjoy returning, which is Salisbury Beach, which is north of Boston. And it's always going to be a nice trip, isn't it, Steve?
Oh, it's going to be a nice trip. We'll be heading down the open highway.
Watch those oysters. Watch those oysters. They make me extremely sleepy.
After some really heated activity, I would imagine.
It is the summertime, and so we'll be heading down to cool off in Salisbury Beach. That's next week. We'll be heading down after the show.
We'll be heading down with Air Subaru, as usual. And even better still than Air Subaru, maybe it's a good idea to rent a car for one of those drives, wouldn't it?
Well, that is the best alternative, Willem, and it's practical and economical, too. For example, for a limited time only, Enterprise Rent-A-Car is offering some very special rates. You can get any size vehicle right up to a full size for an outstanding $29.97, and that's for the entire weekend from Friday to Monday, not per day. That works out to just $9.99 a day, with 2,500 free kilometers included. And the best thing about Enterprise is they will come and get you, so you don't have to figure out how to get to their location or what to do when you're finished. They will come to your door, and then when you're done with the car, they will come and get it back from you.
So you just phone 1-800-RENT-A-CAR and you say, I want a car, and they bring it right to your door. You don't have to go anywhere for this.
That's right.
That's amazing.
You call a very easy toll-free number, 1-800-RENT-A-CAR. Nobody can forget that number, 1-800-RENT-A-CAR, and you're all set. They will send someone from their nearest location, and they have 18 locations in Montreal.
And 51 in Washington. So you just, there's always one close to you, isn't there?
Yep, you just dial 1-800-RENT-A-CAR. And the rates are so economical. 3 days for just $29.97 total. You just pay for the gas you use and the tax and optional insurance. You can't afford to stay home next weekend.
And with 2,500 free kilometers, I don't even have to keep looking at the odometer either. I know I get into Vermont and Ontario. I mean, even I can't use 2,500 free clicks on a weekend.
Well, I don't you've tried, but you haven't been able to. If you've got a lot of people to transport as well, ask about other special rates on a wide selection of specialty vehicles.
Like 4x4s, minivans. Boy, Enterprise really has something for everyone. And our own Janice Kirshner rented an Enterprise car.
Yes, and found out that the deal actually was as advertised. When you pick Enterprise, they'll pick you up just by calling 1-800-RENT-A-CAR today.
I imagine that Vic and Janice will be exploring the back of an Enterprise Rent-A-Car soon.
Yeah, the looks on their faces. Well, Vic Phillips is in studio with us, and we'll be talking about Washington and Chicago, and as well later we'll be joined on the line from Toronto by Rogers television personality Denise Kimmel, sort of a Toronto entertainment update. So stay listening.
Is this the Dr. Ruth Sex show?
This is the Cheeky Willem Backus show, if you ask me.
You didn't tell him which cheeks I was showing you either.
There's so much innuendo.
Oh, lots of innuendo, and Vic Phillips will be adding to that when we return to talk about Chicago and Washington and other great weekend destinations right here on Travel World on AM 600 CIQC. Stay listening.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
We are here at Bowie Malteneau enjoying this super summer sale. We're at 7272 Newman Boulevard in LaSalle, right near the Café Anguignon. I'm Lita Polson. I'm enjoying the place here. This is wonderful, especially if you've finished painting, you've done your renovations. Now it's time to start thinking about home theater kits for your home. Make it the best place with no tall heads, blocking your view, no sticky floors, great sound all around, dazzling picture quality. That's going to command your attention. Discover the home theater with Beau et Maltineau in the electronics department this weekend. We have promotions going on like the Toshiba 30-inch stereo color TV with trilingual on-screen display, 700 line horizontal resolution variable audio output, only $8.99 with a 36-month guarantee. Also free delivery. We have the Sharp 27-inch stereo color TV, trilingual on-screen display, DBX noise reduction for $4.95. Buy now, pay in June 98. Bowie Martineau, 7272 Newman Boulevard in LaSalle, where quality always meets low prices.
Time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Dad, here's my school supplies list.
Whoa, that's quite a list. Well, good thing we've already got Jean Coutu's back to school flyer. Look, they've got all your stuff and more on special.
Stock up on highlighter yellow markers, pack of two, only 69 cents. And 1-inch belt binders in assorted colors for just 49 cents each.
Can we go right now?
We've got a bit of time before school starts.
But I want to get my favorite colors.
I'm sure Jean Coutu has done its homework.
Just direct your feet to the Jean Coutu side of the street.
Hi, this is Stephen Pickford. A year ago, I never thought I'd be using a computer. Today, I'm an internet junkie, and I love my computer, thanks to the good folks at Saturnus. I called 990-0802, and I was set to go. Call Saturnus at 990-0802. They've been in business for 25 years, and now I know why. Just one call to Saturnus at 990-0802, and I had my computer, printer, toner, and everything else I needed. Saturnus really knows their stuff, and they deliver. I didn't have to lift a finger. One call to 990-0802, and they brought everything. Set it all up and I was ready to go. And I know that when new things come out, I won't be left behind because I can call 990-0802 anytime and they'll upgrade me or trade me up. Now that's being computer smart. Having been in business for 25 years, you know that their 2-year guarantee on everything, even used computers, really means something. Just ask one of their many satisfied customers, like me. No matter what I need, toner, paper, disc, or software, I just call 990-0802 and it's there in no time. Call Saturnus today at 990-0802.
I'm Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Stephen Pickford and Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue. And when the band plays Hail to the Chief,
welcome back to Travel World on AM 600. We're here till 1 o'clock. That's CCR's Fortunate Son. And, yeah, the red, white, and blue places, I guess that would be Washington.
Washington, D.C. And Vic Phillips joins us now in studio. And he really enjoyed his trip to Washington last year.
It was scary, though. It's one of the scariest cities I've ever been in. It's a place where you really have to be careful and watch yourself, especially at night.
Too American for you? Is that it?
No. Just a lot of dangerous-looking people with a lot of guns.
No kidding.
We had a scary experience coming out of the theater, the Arena Stage, which is one of the world-renowned theaters, but try to get out of there at night. Everyone had a cab already arranged for them.
No kidding. I would think it would be so, because of all the political happenings going on, that it would be so cleaned up and so kind of safe.
No, I got to tell you, very quickly, we took a cab to this theater, and then it was a great show we saw, and then after the theater, we walked outside and tried to get into a cab to get back to our hotel in another part of town, and all the cabs are pre-booked. We didn't know that. And everybody jumped into the cabs and took off. And Stephen and I are just standing there in this theater district. And all of a sudden, we start seeing people climbing over walls, walking towards us over the brick walls. Literally, a couple of dozen. And I knew we were in trouble. I ran back to the theater to see if we can call a cab from there. And the doors were locked. So there just Stephen and I. And we started running and running. And we were chased for several kilometers. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Until we finally got back to our hotel. Luckily,
we weren't killed, were we?
No. We're not ghosts taking over the air.
It's different than others where there's a theater district. There tend to be cafes and a place you can go have a drink afterwards. Not like that there.
No. But it has more to do than any other American or Canadian city. There's so much more to do and see in Washington. If you've never been there, I mean, they list some 50 attractions.
So you say do it in the daytime?
Do it in the daytime. That's when you want to go to the National Mall area where really all the major attractions from the Smithsonian are located, and you can spend really a full day in each of the Smithsonian museums, like the National Museum of American History, and one place that really interested us was the Postal Museum. We thought a Postal Museum wouldn't be of interest, but we spent a good couple of hours in the Postal Museum, which is run by the Smithsonian, but it's separate from the Smithsonian.
And the reason it was interesting is that in the United States, the postal authorities ran the trucks, like Brinks trucks in the old days, and there'd be robberies, and the gangs like John Dillinger and that gang would rob these trucks, and the postal authorities,
because they couldn't get enough good reading.
Yeah, probably.
No.
Yeah,
I didn't know there were that many kind of postal heists.
No, and that's part of American history that you learn by visiting Washington. And also along the National Mall, really the National Museum of American Art, a lot of Civil War paintings that really interested us, recreating the Civil War era, quite a bit of Civil War memorabilia at the various branches of the Smithsonian.
What does that mean, the National Mall?
It's an area of 2 miles, a wide open green area, and there's oak trees on either side, and it runs for around 2 miles from the Capitol building at one end to the Washington Monument. And so it's that open green area where you can look right down from the Capitol Hill down, and the museums are on both sides, and people are out there having picnics and walking during the summertime. It's a very beautiful area during the daytime.
One of the most moving experiences we had was the Vietnam War Memorial, visiting it.
And right, we were there on November 11th.
Yeah, on Remembrance Day. Yeah. And it really is something to see, and the emotion is just supercharged.
Right, that was something. And we took a city tour, but Washington is one of those cities that has like the Old Town Trolley, so you can go around all day, get on and off, because some of the attractions are, while they're clustered around the National Mall, there are others like Arlington Cemetery and that which are away from the central downtown core.
Is that trolley ride worth taking?
Yes.
Because in some cities you never know whether to take
it. Right, it's a very interesting tour, and it makes around 20 stops. You pay $20 for a full day, so you can get on for, runs from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and you get on and off, and you can visit other places like Washington Cathedral or the Washington Zoo and get around, because some of these areas, as I say, are around 2-3 miles apart from each other, and it's one of those things where you don't have to start looking at how to use the public transit system, whereas their metro system is clean and it's safe. It's also kind of hard to figure out because there's nobody in. It's fully automated, and if you don't know your way around, you've got to try to find these dispensers, and it's a zone system, and you put coins in and put a ticket in, and it deducts the value of the fare. It's hard to.
And Stephen and I were just like typical tourists. We wandered over to the White House. We thought we'd maybe see Hillary and Bill romping on the lawn and having a good time, playing croquet or whatever they do. But what you don't realize, we didn't realize, is the White House is totally surrounded by concrete bunkers because there have been so many assassination attempts and Looney Tunes attacking American political figures. So there are concrete bunkers around the White House, and you can't drive by that area. You're allowed to walk by it, but you can't drive near the White House.
Right, that part of Pennsylvania Avenue is blocked off.
Really? I thought there were just trees and you can actually see that.
That's
in
a television image.
Yeah, you do. Right. What do they do? They take away the bunkers, huh?
Right, they just don't show them when you're watching them on TV. They're sort of hidden in the distance.
And how about the hotel we stayed at? The Hilton is where President Reagan was a victim of an attempted assassination attempt.
Right, and that was interesting because they took us behind the scenes, and we rode up the elevator and followed in his footsteps from out of the banquet hall as he left the property. So we went from the banquet hall and through the back way and up the elevator and out the exact door where he was shot. So it was like recreating history. And that's something that usually is reserved only for people invited by the sales director.
I was going to say, does everybody get this kind of attempted assassination tour?
No.
No.
And another great area to see is where all the diplomats live from foreign nations. That was in Georgetown, was it?
Right, just north. Georgetown is part of it. And then also the area, Adams Morgan neighborhood. It's just sort of northwest of the Washington Hilton.
Are any of these homes open to go in and see?
Once or twice a year, they have an embassy tour, but you'd have to call ahead to the Washington Convention Bureau. It's usually held in the springtime, and they have a tour, and the proceeds go to charity. They have a tour and take you around by the Old Town Trolley, and you can stop off at selected embassies.
I don't like to read the literature they send us, but you know they do. I'm just looking at this. They have nearly 20 million visitors come to Washington every summer, and that's a lot of tourists. That'd be more than any... all the cities in Canada put together.
Right. No, it's a very popular... Every American feels in the summertime that this is the place to go. And, I mean, bus
after bus. Had you been there in the summer?
The times I was there... The first time I went was in August. That's around 10 years ago. It's very hot and very humid in the summertime. And
full of people. So maybe actually it's not the best time to go.
No, I would say the fall... and they have a later fall than us because the last time we went in November. And it was really... like September here.
That's
and
terrific.
The good thing about Washington is it's very easily accessible from Montreal. If you're going
they
down...
They have almost as many airports as Montreal, except they work in Washington.
Right, there's
three major airports.
Three major airports. Washington National is the one closest to downtown, and that's the one which Montreal has nonstop service from Dorval to Washington National. And as I say, for going down on a weekend getaway, the timing of the flights... on a Friday, for example, Air Canada flies down on a Canada Air regional jet. You go down either at 5 or at 7:45 p.m., and you come back on a Sunday night at around 8 p.m.
So what about by train, Stephen? Could you get there? They have the Amtrak.
Amtrak, if you have around 16, 18 hours to do it, either you leave around 10 in the morning and get in around midnight.
Well, that's the way to travel.
Yeah, it would be an interesting way to get down there if you had a full day to get down there and a full day to get back, and you didn't mind arriving in Washington at around midnight and leaving at around 4:30 in the morning. Okay. Let's go to the phones. If somebody has a question about Washington. Good afternoon.
Dolly?
Yes.
Hi there.
Hi.
Yes, Stephen Pickford, Willem Backus, and Vic Phillips here.
Hi, Dolly.
Hi.
Do you have a question for Vic Phillips?
I sure do.
Go ahead, Dolly.
Okay. I used to live in Toronto.
I could tell by your accent. The
oh,
southern
really?
Part of the city.
Oh, really now? Okay. And I watched Global.
You watch Global Television?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I worked there for quite a while, yeah.
Okay. I think you're a very handsome man.
Well, you can tell by radio that I am. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I combed my hair this morning, and I'm wearing a new suit, new tie. But thank you very much, Dolly. I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
No one's told me that for a long time.
Well, they should.
Thank you. Nice talking to you, Dolly, and I'm glad you like Global Television. You don't get Global here in Montreal.
Well, beginning in September, we will be fortunate once again.
Oh, good.
Do you have a question about Washington?
Well, what would you suggest for a romantic trip?
Ooh. if I was to take my lady to Washington, I think in the evening I would just stay inside in the jacuzzi, lock the doors, listen to the gunshots from outside with a bottle of champagne.
Oh, it sounds good.
Yeah, but daytime, over 100 attractions to visit, and it'll just tire you right out. There's so much to see.
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, I think also if you're looking for something to do in the evening, for example, the Spirit of Washington as a cruise on the Potomac River goes out from down at the Gangplank area after like a seafood dinner at the Gangplank restaurant where we ate. Very, very, very romantic, soft lights, light, you know, and soft music, and then head out on the Spirit of Washington cruise boat and dance the night away under the stars. That's a very nice thing to do.
Oh, it sounds nice.
Thank you for your call.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We've got to take a short break.
Right, we'll take a short break. We'll get back to talking about Chicago and just want to give people a number to call the Washington Convention Bureau to find out about different things going on. For the time being, they don't have a toll-free line out of Canada, but it's area code 202-789-7000, and their website is www.washington.org.
We will be right back. We're here until 1 o'clock. Stay listening to AM 600.
Hello, Bromont Water Park.
I can't take it anymore. My kids are out of control. I keep thinking of throwing myself into the water.
Ooh, you should try the water here, madam. With us, you and your family could really enjoy summer, even when the kids drive you crazy. Just take them along with you down the water slides. That'll cool them off.
Oops, I thought I was calling my therapist. But your Bromont Water Park sounds pretty good.
Water is the best of therapies, madam.
Throw myself in the water. Never thought of that.
Bromont Water Park. All you need is love and a big splash. Highway 10, exit 78.
It's an amazing fact. Most people spend more time planning their annual vacation than upon planning for their financial future. At no other time in history has advanced planning for retirement been so important. Let my buddy Bill Wishnowski and Diversifolio Financial Services put their years of expertise at your service to combat the information overload of investment options to tailor a portfolio to meet your needs. Last week, we spoke about the fact that diversification is the key to minimizing risk in anyone's portfolio. In that same regard, now you can sleep while your money works. Financial peace of mind can mean many things. For most people, the key element is consistent investment returns conservatively achieved. STAR, Strategic Asset Allocation from Mackenzie, offers 17 different portfolios, each comprised of 7 different mutual funds structured to meet the needs of individual investors. The objective is to reduce overall volatility and maintain the returns you require to achieve financial independence. Please read the important information in the prospectus for Mackenzie STAR. Unit value and total investment returns will fluctuate. Call Bill Wishnowski at Diversifolio Financial Services today, 731-5592, or toll-free at 1-800-232-0240 for a free financial planning consultation and to learn more about gaining financial independence from the STAR Mackenzie program. Diversifolio. Investing to outperform.
Hurry into C-Day Nissan and be among the very first to own a brand new 1998 Nissan Altima, Maxima, or Pathfinder. Yes, the latest Nissans have arrived, but they're going fast. So come on in and lease or buy your favorite Nissan at C-Day Nissan, your Nissan dealer in the heart of the city. C-Day Nissan, the place to be to see brand new 1998 Nissans. C-Day Nissan at 3500 Jean-Talon West. C-Day Nissan.
Hot, hazy,
wild, and crazy.
Summer fun is on the run. The AM 600 Summer Fun Team is on the loose. Coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Fun and games, tasty ice cream treats, and great prizes for all. Brought to you by Tana Sports, solutions for sports. Polar, this summer bear the heat with the new Polar frozen treats from Nestle. Avis, we try harder. The AM 600 Summer Fun vehicle provided by Avis. Look out, it's AM 600 Summer Fun Team.
Philip. What a great trip on that Via Trade. Met a great steward in the bar car by the name of Serge David. So if you're ever on Via, ask for Serge David. And boy, does he pour a mean drink. And the food on that Via Trade is unbelievable.
On a train?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Choice of 3 things on the menu. Great stuff. Great food. I'm given the choice of how I get to Montreal. I must come here about 8 to 10 times a year, and I always come by train rather than by plane. It's a 4-hour ride from Toronto, and it's just lovely on that Via.
Lads and lassies, head down to Ye Olde Orchard Pub for some good old-fashioned fun. Imports on tap, the best traditional food in town, and live Celtic music every weekend. Lounge around with your best mates on the outdoor terrace or just relax inside the cozy quarters of Ye Olde Orchard Pub, 5563 Monkland in NDG.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hi, this is Denise Kimmel from Rogers Television in Toronto. Stay listening to Montreal's Travel World on CIQC AM 600.
CIQC.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door.
Welcome back to Travel World on AM 600. We are here until 1 o'clock. That's all of us. We got a full house today,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, full house. We wonder if we could all fit into the studio, but we did. And the important guest today in studio is Vic Phillips. And another city that he has visited in within the past year or so, it has been Chicago.
Now, there's a town that you can walk around in any time of the day or night and feel safe in the downtown area.
I would think it was the complete opposite.
No, it's a great town, wow, filled with jazz clubs, a lot of cops looking after the tourists. You feel good there. I love Chicago.
Right, the downtown area, you don't have a worry at all. Sort of the area north of the river. We stayed at the Swiss Hotel at overlooked Lake Michigan, and you don't really think of it as a watery city, but there's so many, like 29 miles of lakefront along Lake Michigan, 15 miles of beach, 18 miles of lakefront bike paths. They really love their lake and their lakefront parks.
Close
where they
to
have
downtown?
Festivals. All downtown.
No
the
kidding.
Downtown is right
wow.
on Lake Michigan, and people get out there in the Grant Park area where they hold annual summer festivals, and then further up north of downtown in Lincoln Park, which is an upscale residential community. It's very nice just to walk around from around April through November. It's and at night when you walk along Michigan Avenue where the upscale stores are, it's all lit up almost year-round as if it was Christmas time.
And you know what? Like it's a Montreal man, they say, who typifies Chicago, and we were there. He's known as Mr. Chicago, and that's Canadian writer Saul Bellow. Isn't he from Montreal?
He's from Lachine. Yeah. They call the Lachine Library the Saul Bellow Library. They named it after him.
But see, in Chicago, they think he's from Chicago. And he won the Nobel Prize for writing. And he's so popular, he was asked to speak at the inaugural of Mayor Richard Daley, who's the son of the former mayor, Richard Daley, was known as a mayor for some
known
30 years.
Known as the man who controlled Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so Bellow is the hero, and he's a Montreal man. Montrealers will love Chicago.
I actually was there for about, just for a layover, a train layover, and downtown felt very safe, very wonderful, went to the museum, and it was terrific, and I said, yes, I want to come back here. I felt that.
No, it is a city of museums. Like, there's 34 museums in all. It's like Washington, it's a museum city, and you can also, to extend your weekend getaway, they have the City Convention and Visitors Bureau has made either Monday or Thursday, depending on the museum, as free museum day to encourage people to stay over an extra day or come in a day earlier. So you can go to 3-4 museums on a Thursday and do other things on the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then maybe even do 3 or 4 more museums on the Monday, because such world-renowned museums, the Museum of Science and Industry or the Field Museum of Natural History, have free admission. So mm-hmm. especially if you're taking a family, that, you know, $7, $8, $9 admission multiplied by 3, 4, 5 people, US dollars, that's a big saving.
Did you know the first skyscraper in the world was built in Chicago in 1885, the Home Insurance Company? Bet you didn't know that, Steve.
No, that was something I only learned when I visited Chicago. And to this day, while that building doesn't exist anymore, other buildings like the Sears Tower, the John Hancock Center, these are
three,
you know,
of the world's 10 tallest buildings are located in Chicago.
Big buildings.
And you don't talk about tall. Stephen, you and I are of average height. We were wandering around Chicago, and I couldn't believe all the tall, tanned, blonde, blue-eyed, good-looking people, male and female, walking around.
It was
and
a Swedish convention.
No,
in
Chicago has a very large Polish community. And the city's divided into various ethnic areas, a great Greek area, French area, Polish, Ukrainian, but they're a large Polish community.
Right, big Polish community. And what they also have, as I say, you talk about neighborhoods. The neighborhoods, they want to get people out into the neighborhoods as well. A lot of ethnic festivals, a lot of great restaurants. Now, of course, the big travel tip is ask how to get to these areas, because sometimes between downtown and the neighborhood that you want to visit, it isn't all that safe. You'll have to go through the big area there that you want to avoid is what's known as the Taylor Projects. It's like 6 miles of 18-story housing projects, and it's like a no-man's land. And that's between downtown and the Museum of Science and Industry. So you really want to get down there by taxi. Don't take the city bus, because it's going to stop at some very rough areas.
And Willem, I can tell that you probably have a sweet tooth, and you would love Chicago. It's the candy capital of the world.
No.
They build them, yep, and such giants as Tootsie Roll and Fannie Mae candies are based there. And Chicagoland's also home to the nation's number one restaurant company, McDonald's, and their number one food processor, Kraft. That's their headquarters, all located in Chicago.
Can you tour Tootsie Roll? I love Tootsie. I never outgrew the taste of Tootsie Rolls.
No. I think you can arrange an industrial tour, but for a group of minimum size of around 15, you can take an industrial tour, and that can be arranged through the people at the Convention Bureau. And you cannot go to Chicago without sampling Chicago deep dish pizza. We stop for lunch at Eduardo's, which is a major Chicago area place for deep dish pizza, and it was a meal in itself. You know, here you have a small, you know, all dressed pizza, and you're still hungry afterwards, maybe. But a deep dish pizza, boy, you are not hungry. We couldn't finish. You know, we shared a medium deep dish pizza between ourselves, and boy.
Another thing we have to mention in the evening as you're walking around, if you like jazz, and most people like jazz, even if you don't, you've got to visit these jazz clubs just to soak up the atmosphere. Chicago is the home of jazz. Most people think it's New Orleans, but jazz worked its way south from Chicago to New Orleans, and Chicago is the birthplace of jazz.
Right.
Like the Blues Brothers.
Right. The Blue Chicago on North State Street is, you know, one of the premier clubs and one of the premier places to go. It's a, you know, safe area, and I mean, you're really made to feel at home, and it's a very homey atmosphere, but great listening if you like the blues and like jazz. Great place. It's also a theater town. I mean, there's over 150 theaters within around a 10-mile radius of downtown Chicago.
And if gangsters interest you, of course, it's the home of Al Capone, notorious in the 1920s.
Right, they have the...
He was the king, and their gin mills and booze cans were operating all over the U.S. during that prohibition era.
During that time.
And they have museums dedicated to that. You can walk into the Al Capone Museum.
And you can take like the Untouchables tour. They'll take you around in a, you know, in a bus, and you know, people will wear gangster type costumes and show you the sights. Which, you know, in the suburban area of Cicero, where actually most of this action took place, it wasn't really in downtown Chicago. It was
kids would love that.
It's kids, you know, like the atmosphere, and people who've read a lot about that era, they just want to recreate it. But no, talking about theater, we're going to be talking in a few minutes with Denise Kimmel from Toronto about what's going on in Toronto, another great place for a week. Weekend getaway, but you saw a play in Chicago. Oh. And not in Chicago, but in Toronto.
Oh, you want me to talk about that one? The Jolson Story at the Royal Alex Theatre. It's the best play. It's the best musical I have ever seen anywhere. And I've been to London and watched them in the West End and in New York on Broadway. Al Jolson came to Toronto, the play came to Toronto from the Royal Vic. From the old Vic in England, where David and his father, Mirvish, the Mirvish clan, bought the Vic and staged the production there, and then they brought it to Toronto, and it's been at the Alex for the last month, and I saw it a couple of weeks ago. There's nothing to compare with it. It captures the 1920s right through to the 1940s when Jolson was king of music in the United States. So if you're in Toronto, you've got to get to the Alex.
Do you get a feel of that decade and what was going on, or is it mostly just his
story? Oh, no, the costumes are unbelievable. The hairstyles, the setting. I've never seen sets like this in any play I've ever attended. It's astounding. And there were a lot of critics there that night. My wife works in broadcasting. She's attended hundreds of plays, and she said she's never seen anything like it. So you got to take that in. Of course, the Mirvish people are putting in all kinds of top plays at the Alex this fall. And coming up, I've got to tell you, The Importance of Being Earnest. That's in October by Oscar Wilde. I mean, if you're in Toronto, take that in. And then the big hit on Broadway is coming to Toronto later this year. It's Rent, the play Rent.
Right, that's coming to the stage. And we'll certainly learn more about what's going on in Toronto.
But David and Ed Mirvish
revitalized the theater district. And
They're my heroes.
And we'll be learning more about what's going on in Toronto in just a few minutes when Denise Kimmel joins us on the line.
Before we go to break, do you have a number for Chicago?
Yeah, the Chicago Convention and Visitors Bureau and information on Illinois in general can be reached at 1-800-487-2446. And the website, www.chicago.il.org.
And now, would you go to Chicago for a weekend or no? It's far, isn't
no,
it?
No, it's only a two-hour flight. Again, timing, two-hour flight. It's the time zone that
makes
the
difference.
You save time.
There you go.
Yeah, so it's 2 hours away, and it's very easy to get to.
Great. We'll take a short break on Travel World and come back with Toronto Entertainment. And yes, it exists. Stay listening.
It's so nice and cool here at Bowie Mactineau, 7272 Newman Boulevard in LaSalle. People are having some relief here from the heat outside and enjoying, of course, the Super Summer Sale. bring your kids along with you. Drop on by and check out McClary. Now, this is they have a proud tradition here for extraordinary home appliances with McClary. Come and check them out at Bowie Martineau. Discover the quality product from McClary. And we have a wonderful staff here to help you out, too. On promotion this weekend, the McClary dryer with three drying programs, three temperature selections, only $2.99, free service and delivery. Also in the home appliance department for this weekend, we have the Amana washer with seven washing programs, three temperature selections and two speeds, only $5.99. We also have the Whirlpool washer dryer set, six washing programs, four drying programs at $8.99. And don't forget, our stores are open 7 days a week, free service and delivery for you. Pay only in June 98. No deposit, no payment, no interest, and no hidden or extra charges. And I love that free delivery. Bowie Martineau, 7272 Newman Boulevard in LaSalle.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
If you wear big and tall sizes, you need to know about MH Grover's annual summer sale. 20 to 50% off all summer men's fashions from designers like Chaps, Gila Rush, Arrow, Wrangler, Levi's shirts, and more. The annual MH Grover summer sale, 20 to 50% off all summer stock right now. MH Grover, 4741 Wellington in Verdun, 769-3771. The only place for the best selection for big and tall men.
Are you Friday tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay
over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
CIQC.
Hello, this is Ernest Bolton. Music Curious. You are listening to my favorite travel show, Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Welcome back to Travel World on AM 600. We are going off the deep end. Quickly, though, before we get on to entertainment and Denise Kimmel in Toronto, somebody wanted that number again for Chicago.
Yeah, the number for Chicago information, 1-800-487-2446. And Denise Kimmel from Rogers Cable in Toronto joins us now online with her picks on what to do this summer in Toronto, from entertainment to restaurants. Good afternoon, Denise.
Good afternoon, Stephen. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Yourself?
Good, good. Well, I'm sitting here in Toronto, and I'd like to talk to you about it. I've grown up here, but it always seems that you see the least of the city you live in.
Right, that's always the case.
Yeah, if you play tour guide to people out of town or you have to do a show like this, you don't realize all that Toronto has to offer. We all know about the CN Tower and the Dome, the Sky Dome as Toronto landmarks, but I'd like to start with the outdoors because, we still have some good weather left. And if you come to Toronto, I strongly urge you to bring your rollerblades or your bikes or rent them in town, because we honestly have some of the best recreation paths I've ever seen in a large city. We have more than 60 of these parks, with more than 4,000 hectares of land, and most of them are interconnected, and they're in the Metro government's jurisdiction. So actually what you can do is just go to their website at www.metrotoronto or metrotor.on.ca, and they'll actually send you a map before you even get into the city. But if you want to stay out of the sun, what you can do is go to the Royal Ontario Museum. Most of us know about that, but right now it's currently featuring a working laboratory, which is kind of a neat idea. It's showing the remains of an 80-million-year-old dinosaur, and a lot of kids seem to like this dinosaur thing lately, so it's a great idea. If you want to do some shopping, of course, you know, I have to mention shopping.
Right.
Queen Street East at the beaches is a great place to go. Little shops, little restaurants. And running parallel to this is a boardwalk on Lake Ontario. So you can walk down the boardwalk there. It's kind of nice and relaxing. It's really pretty there. If you want to stay more central, though, Queen's Quay, or most out-of-town people call it Queen's Quay because of the way it's spelled, it's the most southern part of Toronto. And it's right on the lake as well. And you can find really unique gifts here, hand-blown glass. You can actually watch these artists make the glass, blow the glass, and make their crafts. There's also Canadian fashion designs. All of it is really unique.
Denise, can I jump in? I'm from Toronto, too. This is Vic.
Oh, hi, Vic.
Hi. And, you know, I'm not knocking Toronto. I love Toronto. But uh-huh. Remember when Yorkville was a great booming area with a lot of restaurants? Well, I hit a spot in Montreal yesterday called Crescent Street.
Yes, and I've been there.
Yeah, and Yorkville is dead compared to Crescent Street. Like, thousands of people with great restaurants here. But, of course, you're talking about Toronto.
Is it not? Yorkville is not like that anymore?
No.
It's
been there
years. Busy, but not... It's, you're right, Vic. Not as much as it used to be. It's more all over now. Queen's Quay is always very busy in the summer. And, as I said, Queen's Street, which is very, very busy because the beaches are there. So it's a little bit nicer than just going into the middle of the city.
I just want to mention...
Queen Street replaced Yorkville in terms of the hub?
No, totally different area. Yeah, I just want to mention that Stephen took me to Crescent Street last night, and bad news, because I don't drink much alcohol, but I had something with 10% beer called Crest Super Beer, and then I had another bottle of something. I thought it was ginger ale, and it's called...
Restaurant Choices, great places to dine.
Restaurant choices, I would say, well, it depends what you're looking for. We have the Mövenpick Marché, which kind of has a variety. If you're going with a group of people and everyone wants something else, you know, something different, you can go into the Marché. It's right in the heart of Toronto, and I call it a glorified cafeteria because as you walk in, you grab a tray, and you go to these different areas to get to grab food, anything from sushi to freshly made pasta and fruit juices. Crepes, you name it. So everything is there. That really is the best place to go with a bunch of people.
You can also shop there. You can buy stuff and souvenirs and everything,
Shopping is good.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And what about Thai food? Does anyone like Thai food there?
Yes, I've enjoyed Thai food in the past, yes.
I love it. There's a lot of Thai food restaurants in Toronto, but by far I found the best one is probably the smallest one. It's a family-owned restaurant. Called the Thai Princess on King Street. A little tiny place, but really, it's the best place. That's usually the way it works. Anyway, and it's right near the theater district, and of course, Vic, you know that area.
Yeah, we just finished talking about what the Mervishes have done with that area.
Right, excellent area.
Vic, why don't you tell us, what's your favorite place to dine in Toronto?
I would say, honestly, the two I already mentioned. There's also the Lone Star Cafe, which is like quesadilla, Texas-sized ribs, that kind of thing, oversized food portions.
My favorite
if
spot.
If you're really hungry.
My favorite spot is Bigliardi's Steakhouse on Church Street. That's where all the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Montreal Canadiens go when they're in town. And
right. Well, it's good you mentioned that because I wouldn't mention a steak place because that wouldn't be me, but...
it's me.
that's Vic's style. Now, I would say one place to avoid. I went there and it was rude service and, you know, they had a very perfunctory service attitude. That was the Fillet of Soul restaurant on Duncan Street. It was not very good. They advertised in all the in-room magazines and supposed to be trendy and an in-place, but didn't really enjoy it there.
You don't recommend it.
I wouldn't recommend it, but Lychee Garden for Chinese food, that was very good. It's a Toronto institution, been there for 50 years.
I agree. And, of course, near that whole area downtown is the Adelaide Street area. There's a bunch of bars down there. They're all within walking distance. There's a club that's fairly small. It's called Atlas, And it always draws a really trendy crowd. Like if you're talking clubs here, that is one of the places to go in Toronto. It's even on Wednesdays, the middle of the week, they have martinis, and if the weather's nice, they roll up a wall of doors, and you go out to the patio. It's excellent there. If you want to go dancing, of course, there's lots of places around there. One of the places I do recommend is Orchid. It's a beautiful club, pretty large, and really nice and dressy. If you want to go more casual in that same area again, everything's within walking distance. There's a club called Montana's. It's a fairly large, more casual bar, so it's, you know, just sit back and relax and talk. And that, of course, is in the same area as well. There's about, you know, 30 bars, clubs, restaurants within walking distance in that area. So that's kind of like our Crescent Street now, that
right.
whole area.
A lot of places to sort of pass the time if you go there in the summer, do some outdoor activity, and then find dining choices and places to go in the evening. And of
or
course,
sit outside.
And then do things inside and outside. So
right.
It's sort of a fun place to go in the summer, not too far to far away to get to if you take the via train. And I want to thank you, Denise Kimmel, for joining us for a few minutes this afternoon and giving us your picks here on Travel World.
Thank
much
you
appreciate
very much.
It. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And if you'd like more information on Toronto, you can call the Toronto Convention Bureau, 1-800-363-1990. And that just about wraps it up for us this week on Travel World. Next week, we'll be looking at the Granite State, New Hampshire, with former Junior Miss New Hampshire, Amanda Ober. And she's a lifelong resident of the state, and she'll be talking about places like Merrimack Valley and the Lakes region, and one of my favorite parts of the state, the Monadnock. So that should be an interesting show next week. I want to thank Vic Phillips, Canada's Centennial Anchorman, for coming down from Toronto on the VIA train and joining us, talking about Washington and Chicago today.
It was fun, Stephen. Thanks for having me.
And the theme song plays once again, Je reviens à Montréal, meaning it's once again time to come home. As always, on a trip, it's the best part is coming back to Canada's greatest city, without a doubt, Montreal. Thank you for listening to Travel World. I'm Willem Backus.
And I'm Stephen Pickford. Thank you for joining us, making us part of your Saturday afternoon listening here on AM 600 CIQC. We'll be back again next Saturday, noon to 1. From all of us, it's been a pleasure.
Coming up off the news, get your questions ready. It is the Computer Internet Show on AM 600 CIQC.
J'ai besoin de cette lumière descendue droit du Labrador et qui fait neiger sur l'hiver des roses bleues, des roses d'or dans le silence de l'hiver.
This is AM.